Kamala Harris blasted for demonizing rhetoric after second attempt to kill Trump, "You are so full of ST." By Hannah Knudsen on September 16, 2024. Conservatives are condemning Vice President Kamala Harris and her supporters' violent rhetoric in the wake of the second failed assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Ryan Wesley Routh, 58, has been identified as the alleged attempted assassin apprehended Sunday as Trump was on the golf course in West Palm Beach. Routh appears to be overtly political with an obsession with Ukraine, also donating to Democrat causes and even donning a Biden-Harris bumper sticker on the back of a pickup truck. While Harris released a statement asserting that she is deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt on her political opponent, condemning political violence, Harris is the one has continued to unleash problematic rhetoric, continuing to assert that Trump desires to be a dictator on day one. As Breitbart News reported, Harris also falsely claimed that Trump told Russian President Vladimir Putin that he could do whatever the hell he wants and go into Ukraine. In the wake of this, many conservatives are pointing directly to the rhetoric of Harris and her Democrat allies. Twice in 2 months. The left's demonizing rhetoric must stop, Representative Greg Stube, RFL, said, sharing a clip of his appearance on Fox News. Prayers for President Trump's safety and for the safety of his family. He is fighting to save America and they'll do anything to stop him, he added. Evil cannot win. Responding to Harris's initial response to the news of the attempted shooting, Trump senior adviser Dan Scavino unleashed on Harris. You're so full of shit, you're not glad he is safe, it is your rhetoric that has caused this, again, he exclaimed. Congress needs to censure Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett immediately. This morning at Rep. Jasmine was on at MSNBC with Ajar Piyasaki calling MAGA a threat to America. Kylie Jane Kramer, executive director of Women for America First, said. Just following, an assassin tried to kill Donald Trump for a second time. This violent rhetoric needs to stop now, she added. The Virginia GOP called out Rachel Vindman, the wife of former Donald Trump impeachment witness Alexander Vindman, who joked about the potential murder, no ears were harmed. Carry on with your Sunday afternoon. The Vindman family is now openly mocking President Trump over nearly being killed, and then doubling down by mocking anyone decent enough to be concerned about Trump's well-being, the Virginia GOP observed. When will they condemn this disgraceful rhetoric? They asked. I think that Kamala Harris should cool the rhetoric about Donald Trump before it gets him killed, Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, said. It's abundantly clear there are violent people who are willing to do anything to keep President Trump from the White House. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, said, calling on the media and radical left to immediately stop this dangerous and senseless rhetoric. What MSNBC routinely says about Trump creates an Operation Valkyrie mindset, which leads to assassination attempts, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said. If anyone needs to tone down the rhetoric, it's MSNBC. Ryan Wesley Routh was literally tweeting slogans from Joe Biden, Kamala Harris and the left-wing media about Trump being a threat to democracy. Donald Trump Jr. observed. Even Trump himself has pointed to the rhetoric of the radical left, telling Fox News Digital, he believed the rhetoric of Biden and Harris, and he acted on it. Their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at, when I am the one who is going to save the country, and they are the ones that are destroying the country, both from the inside and out. Trump added.